Anyway, joining us on the phone this morning is Helen Quinn, who is the author of the brand new book, Tales from Alora. Helen, thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Simon. Nice to be on the show.
Ah, nice to have you. Nice to have you here, you know. Now, firstly, congratulations, I guess, are in order. This is your first novel. Tell us a little bit about what Tales from Alora is all about.
Okay, it's, well, today's the publication today, and it's about the secret world of wishmaking. So it's eight tales of different human wishes, and the two characters, Bill and Bob, they live up in Alora. That's where all the wishes go to. They try to grant them. Some they succeed, some they don't succeed, and they have to figure out what's going wrong with the ones that are not being granted. So it's a mix. It's a sort of fantasy, magical novel. It's for adults, but it's got, it kind of works through the ages from 1381 right up to 2009. And they get all the requests, so wishes, they call them requests, in from Britain and Ireland. So there's a little bit of something there for everyone.
Right, so with regard to sort of worldwide wish distribution and administration, yes. Bill and Bob are the UK and Ireland wish granters.
Ireland Department. I'm so glad you... In actual fact, years ago, I used to be a postwoman. And I, in the book, and this kind of influenced the big sorting room up in the sky type thing, which they call a Great Hall. I know it's a sort of Harry Potter take on that, but that, and there is actually all these different worldwide departments. You know, I swear to God, there's a European section, there's a US section, and there's rivalry between the departments. I don't go to, you know, the US and the Britain and Ireland don't get on. In the sixth tale, they have a bit of a rivalry, a bet on who wins.
Right.
Yeah, so it's
dare I ask, Helen, was there a Bill and Bob in the Grand Hall back in your own post-sorting days?
No, no, there wasn't. It's not based on anyone I know, but no Bill and Bobs. No, they just came to me one day. They just popped in my head and fully formed, ready to tell, you know, I just took notes.
Okay.
They told me the story.
Now, just a little bit about yourself, really. I was reading on your website there, you left school with no formal qualifications.
Yeah.
So what made you go back and try and, you know, complete your own novel?
Well, I started writing Tales from Alora in 2001, and I have always had a very strong imagination, a little bit quirky and... You know, I pick up stories everywhere, but I didn't feel I was a very good writer. I didn't feel I had the technical ability. And I've always loved reading and writing, and it bugged me that I left school at 15.
Right.
It was a stupid decision. You know, I just heard earlier on the show about the sort of, you know, junior certs and all of that. I didn't even do that. So it was a real sticking point, and it was really difficult for me. It was something I was ashamed of. And I got an opportunity to do an access course to consider to go on to third level education. So I got into UCD and I did a degree in English literature,
right,
which blew me away. And I went on to do a master's as well. And I absolutely loved it. It was, you know, brilliant 4 years. And it really helped me as a writer enormously. So, you know, and again, those little influences, you know, kind of have helped my writing, but also helped the novel Tales from Alora, because I actually rewrote the whole book in 2009 when I finished.
Right, so when were you in college doing the it was a BA and a master's, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So was that sort of 2005 onwards kind of thing?
Yeah, 2005 to 2009.
Right, and just out of interest, you know, anyone who does write or who is thinking of writing, do you find that the college course was an excellent, it was really, really good for a positive influence on your own writing and your abilities?
For me, yes, although I applied to Trinity and I had an interview and I mentioned that I liked writing and they said, you do realise this is not a course for creative writing.
Right.
So I better be very, very careful. The thing is, I'm a great books. You need to be a reader to be a writer. That I would really believe in. So the more books you read, the more different types of genre you read, and even sort of working, like we did medieval literature, we did 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, postmodern, you know, the whole works. The more you're exposed to different types of writing, you are going to naturally kind of absorb some of this. and draw influence and say, oh, I like that. How did they do that? You know, and bring it into your own. It's not like, say, copying, but it's kind of, it's a bit like an artist going around looking at other artists' work.
I suppose, yeah, that totally makes sense. If you want to be a success in any field, it's good to have that sort of bank of general overview knowledge that will help you kind of, you know, have some authority on it when you come to put it to paper yourself.
It can also be very off-putting as well, because you come across these awesome writers and you're like, oh, I'll never write like that. Well, oh, I can never do that. But you have to kind of kill that negative voice.
Well, you know, then maybe they couldn't write Tales from Elora, Helen, you know? Who knows? Who's to know? Now, you published this book by yourself, so is that a difficult process?
It's a time-consuming one. I was very reluctant to self-publish. I thought about it for... I had completed the novel in 2010, and I did send out to some agents and all of that. And the advice I was kind of given was, Tales from Elora is a mixed genre, and so it's very difficult. You can't put it in a chick lit category. You can't put it in thriller, or it's not even straight fantasy. So I think that was probably one of the stumbling blocks for potential agents. So I thought about self-publishing for a year and a half, and I decided this year in February I'm going to do it. So I planned it out. I priced up how much would it cost to actually print get the books printed, and could I afford it? So I did all that and found out, yes, I can, and I can even make money. And for the last 6 months, I work full-time, and in the evenings I was doing that, so it was very time-consuming, but it's brilliant. It's given me so much confidence as well. I'd highly recommend it.
And obviously, correct me if I'm wrong, but the sort of more standard route, which is, let's say you do get picked up by a publishing house, this would be working on a money advance scenario. Is that right? And then they take a vast cut of the sales. So self-publishing is it all goes to you. You know, you just cover your costs, and then the rest is your own. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, some authors who were previously published in printing house, you know, it's through traditional publishing, have actually opted for self-publishing. They've decided that they can make, you can have the potential in some ways to make more money. Sometimes and sometimes not. Do you know what I mean? It all depends. But the thing is, I had to invest a little bit, but I'm very confident I'm going to recoup back. And particularly with digital publishing, because I've done both printed and digital, you know, you literally just have to put it through Amazon or one of those, and it's minimal cost.
Yeah,
I mean, Amazon do this creative space thing whereby, I think it's called creative space, whereby they, you know, you put the digital book up there, and if people want to order the printed copy, they just do them sort of a handful at a time.
Right.
So that's another way. I just decided to use, actually used an Irish publishing company. I wanted the printed books beforehand, but that was just my route.
And I suppose, I mean, was it important to obviously have a number of printed works? Because you're launching today, is that right?
I am, yeah.
So what's happening at the launch? Tell us about that.
Great, well, it's on tonight. It is invitation only, which is why I haven't widely advertised it. But I've Dara Doyle from World Irish. He's actually going to launch the book for me.
Okay.
It's down in Ely Place, beautiful place. And yeah, so I'm actually going to read for the first time tonight. I've about 70 people coming, so really excited.
Right.
And I'm also going to be doing two readings, one in Newbridge tomorrow evening at 7:30 in Farrell's Bookshop. And on Saturday, if anyone's around Temple Bar, Saturday afternoon at 2:30, they can come along to the Black Rabbit Bookshop on Crow Street.
Okay.
And I will be doing a reading at 2:30 there as well. So busy few days.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess, you know, anyone looking to buy the book itself, either digital copy or an actual copy, what's the best place to get it?
Right, the printed books will be available. You can get it direct from me on my website, which is helenquinn.ie.
Okay.
I just was updating it before talking to you. They can go into the Black Rabbit in Temple Bar, and anyone based in Kildare, it's with Farrell's. I also actually put some copies into the Kildare Library. I'm a great fan of libraries.
Right, okay.
And the digital, again, if they go on my website,
helenquinn.ie.
Yeah.
Listen, Helen, we're pretty much out of time here. Thank you so much for joining us. I really
Thanks
wish you the best. Tales from Elora, out today. You can get it online. You can get it in the bookshops that Helen mentioned. And get along and see Helen reading it in Temple Bar if you're around tomorrow on Crow Street.